This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 22nd. God's word for you today is on my knees. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 95, verse 6 to 7, and it says, "So come, let us worship, bow before Him, on your knees before God, who made us. Oh yes, He is our God, and we are the people He pastures, the flock He feeds." Our final thoughts yesterday was focused on church history and how many of the early Christians were martyred and killed for being followers of Jesus. Many of them were crucified, but history has it that a lot of them, including Peter, when they were about to be crucified, begged their persecutors, not for their lives, but for them to be crucified upside down. Their persecutors were shocked because these men were not even begging for their lives. Instead, they were asking to be crucified upside down. So they turned them upside down and crucified them. But they asked why these witnesses wanted to be crucified upside down, and this man said, "In honor of the one who died for us on the cross." Whoa! So they chose to be crucified upside down in honor of Jesus because Jesus was crucified upright. No one asked them to do it, and that is the beauty of honor. Honor is honor because no one will ask you to do it. Honor is honor because it is by volition. Honor is honor because it is a willful thing that you do. They chose that it must not be said in history that they were crucified like the Savior. There is only one crucifixion, only one death on the cross that is worthy of saving humanity, and that is that of Jesus Christ. Do not crucify us like Him, so there is no confusion. Turn us upside down. So, all the glory must be to Jesus and Jesus alone. How do I pray through a crisis? I pray in a crisis and through the crisis by first thanking God, no matter how I feel. Then I choose to honor God, no matter how I feel. And when you honor God, you begin to understand what Daniel understood, which is, when I honor God, I will begin to see that the best I can bring starts on my knees. Daniel 6 verse 10 to 11 says, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room, with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help." The best I can bring to a crisis starts on my knees. The best I can bring to humanity starts on my knees. The best I can bring to my family starts on my knees. The best I can bring to my business, my career, starts on my knees. The best I can bring to my life starts on my knees. The best I can bring to any relationship starts on my knees. The best I can bring starts on my knees. Let us pray. Father, strengthen my knees that they will not be weak or feeble, so that I may bring my best to you night and day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.